Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Uh-oh, Peter, what are you doing with that fishing rod?
What do you think I'm doing?
I'm going fishing.
You know, it's a good thing that Jesus chose you to be a disciple, because I don't think you were a great fisherman. Hey, watch what you're doing with that thing.
Now, why don't you think I'm a good fisherman? I've caught plenty of fish.
Only the real dumb ones.
Hey, that's not nice.
Last time I went out with you, it took me a week to get the fishing line out of my clothes, and that doesn't even begin to describe what the boat looked like. There was fishing line at the front of fishing line at the back.
All right, already. I get your point. But you're wrong about me being a bad fisherman. In fact, I remember once when I was a fantastic fisherman. So were you. Mind you, we had some help from Jesus.
I remember that day. It had been quite the time for us. It was not long since we had seen Jesus die on the cross and then come alive again. We were excited and happy, but a little confused too. What did it all mean?
Well, one day we decided just to take a break from it all and go fishing.
So there we were, out on the lake fishing. We fished all night long. Guess how many fish we caught? If you guess nothing, you're right. Absolutely nothing. Zip.
By morning, we were pretty tired of fishing, so we started to head towards the shore. That's when we saw him.
A man was standing on the beach calling out to us. He said, "Friends, have you caught any fish?"
"No," I called back. Then the man said, "Throw your net to the right side of the boat, and you will catch some."
What an odd request. But hey, we hadn't caught any fish doing it our way, so we might as well try.
So we threw our net to the side of the boar. Soon a fish swam into the net, and then another, and another, and another. Lots more fish.
Our net was full. Then we realized the man on the shore was Jesus.
I was so excited to see Jesus, and that I jumped into the water and swam to the shore.
Someone had to bring the boat, you know, but I got there as soon as I could.
Jesus was there standing near a small fire. He had some bread for us. "Come and have breakfast," he said.
What a wonderful morning that was. Jesus gave us some bread and cooked some fish. We were so happy to be with Jesus again.
Lots more exciting things happened in those days after Jesus rose from the dead. They all helped us understand that our Lord was alive, alive forevermore.
Our Bible words today are from the book of Job. That's in the Old Testament. The verse says, "I know that my Redeemer lives." Can you say that with me? "I know that my Redeemer lives." Good. Maybe our big friends in the pews can say it with us. All together now. "I know that my Redeemer lives."
Wonderful. I hope you all remember that as you head over to the library now for Sunday school.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.